101.77 HOFM, 100% Hobart with Mick and Anna. And I do love a good Aussie movie and I'm super excited for this one now. Out on September 15th, Cinemas Everywhere is Spin Out. Now, it's a bit of an Aussie rom-com and a co-writer and director is none other than Tim Ferguson. I'm sure I don't have to give you an intro, Tim, but I will for those playing at home. Doug Anthony All-Stars, Don't Forget Your Toothbrush, many others that I'm sure we could go through. But hello and thanks for joining.
Hey, Mick and Anna.
Thanks for such a fanfare there, mate.
Hey, this one is a real labour of love for you, this film, I've heard, and you spent quite a few years trying to get it made. How tough is it to get an Aussie film made these days?
Oh, it's always been tough. Everything's tough. You know, you work in commercial radio, that's tough. You know? Everybody's got something that's tricky, and making a movie is just as tricky as everything else. And Spin Out, it's just fun. It was fun to make, and it's hopefully just as much fun to watch.
Is it something you've always had in your back of your mind, like a dream to do?
Well, no, actually, I hadn't really thought of myself as a movie director. But my friend Mark Gracie, who we've made a lot of TV with and directed TV with, said we should direct this movie. Mm-hmm. He liked the script, and he's made about a dozen feature films, and he said, you know, let's do it together. It's more fun. We both know what we're thinking and we'll share the load.
Writing this, how long was that process for you? You know, obviously you had a co-writer, so there would have been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, I imagine, in the process.
Yeah, Edwina Exton was my co-writer, which kind of made it easy. I'm very lucky because all my career I've worked with great people like Paul McDermott, Paul Livingston, Richard Feidler, you know, so I work with geniuses.
Yeah.
I'm just a good-looking hood ornament most of the time. So writing a movie with Edwina, again, I just, you know, landed on my feet. She's just tremendous, and we've always been just the best mate. We had a great time writing it. And, of course, you know, we had to do research. We went to Bachelor Spinster Balls.
Wow.
We went to the Denny Utmaster repeatedly, and if you're going to research things, a Bachelor Spinster Ball is much more fun than the library.
Yeah, I bet it is. I've never been to a V&S ball before. It's one of those things that just, I lived on the Gold Coast in Sydney, so they just don't have them. It's that real rural part of Australian life that gets into the V&S balls.
Yeah, you've got to go to places up north in WA where they have them, and all the young guys and all the young girls all turn up in tuxedos and ball gowns and go to a shearing shed. And everybody gets trashed, and, you know, but a lot of people fall in love. They meet their true love. The amount of people we've met who say we got married because we met at a Bachelor Spinster Ball is quite extraordinary.
Really?
Very,
wow.
Very romantic events in amongst all the mud and the dust and the
the flannies and...
yeah, the flannelette shirt under a tuxedo jacket is a real good look.
Oh, sure is.
We're talking to Australian director Tim Ferguson about his new movie, Spin Out. We'll be back with more in a minute.